Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John D. Witt. And today I sound peppy, but let me tell you, I am suffering with some serious brain fog, and I know a lot of our listeners have experienced that as well. The reason for mine is that I went to sleep last night. My dog wasn't feeling quite up to snuff, I should say, I guess. And she's a little dog. She's adorable. And when we're sleeping, obviously I sleep in bed with my dogs, of course. I mean, doesn't everybody? But every time she didn't feel well last night, she would crawl over me, wake me up, and then jump down. And then she wouldn't be able to jump back up, so I had to help her and lift her back up into the bed. And this started last night at midnight and went every 2 hours until I woke up, because she had an upset tummy. So I did not get restful sleep at all, and that is one of the main causes of brain fog. So let me tell you, I'm right there with you, folks. I feel like I'm in a whole other world right now, and everybody else is going way faster than I am. But today we're going to talk about green, yellow, and red light foods. We talked about this a few episodes ago, but I just wanted to revisit it because food is so important. I know the current medical model doesn't really think food's that important, unfortunately. And before I get into the foods, I also want to talk about a video that I was just watching. It was a TED Talk from a year ago, and it just shows how slow the medical world is to adapt change. And I literally was listening, and they were still spewing the same stuff about, oh, it's amyloid plaquing, and that's the problem, and it starts when you're in your 40s, and eventually gets to a point where you just can't communicate, your neurons can't communicate with each other because of all the plaquing, and the plaquing turns into tau proteins, which are tangles in there, which are also found in CTE. And they didn't even mention that either, but that is only a small aspect of Alzheimer's and dementia. The amyloid plaquing, as we've talked about previously, this is your body's normal response to try to protect yourself. And if we continually eat the wrong things, then that leads to an overflow of plaquing, as it were, and that can cause problems. One of the reasons that people that are APOE4 positive, is that is the genetic marker that tends to make you respond even worse to that situation and produce more inflammation, which leads to more plaquing. So that's the basic idea. And in this TED Talk, all they focused on was the plaquing. And it's just, that is a tiny aspect. And food is one way that we avoid the chronic inflammation, as long as you're eating the right foods. And that is what we're going to talk about today, because it is so important. Now, the green light foods, I'm just going to list the green light foods real quickly. You want to have mushrooms. Mushrooms have amazing medicinal qualities. There's whole classes you can take and certifications you can get on just mushrooms alone. And there's just an enormous variety of mushrooms. I mentioned in a previous episode about how lion's mane mushroom has been connected to increasing hair growth in people with baldness issues. Cruciferous vegetables are also a green light food, broccoli, cauliflower, also Brussels sprouts. They have a very high amount of protein in them, even though they are vegetables. Most people think protein is just in meat. There's a lot more protein per weight in broccoli and cauliflower than there is in actual meat. So make sure you're incorporating broccoli and cauliflower into your diet. Leafy green vegetables such as kale, spinach, and lettuce are phenomenal. Some lettuce, like iceberg lettuce, isn't as healthy as the darker green leafy vegetables because the iceberg lettuce can be kind of palish green. So whenever you're picking foods to eat, try to eat the foods that have the brightest, most vibrant colors, because that means they have the highest content of phytonutrients that are going to help you be healthier. Wild-caught fish, especially the smash fish that we've mentioned in the past, are on the green light list. Wild salmon, mackerel, anchovies, sardines, and herring. Those are smaller fish that have higher concentrations of the omega-3 fatty acids, especially the EPA. You really want to focus on that, the EPA and the DHA. Pastured eggs are excellent. Resistant starches such as sweet potatoes. That's what I had for breakfast this morning, was just a sweet potato, but because my poor puppy was sick and didn't let me sleep very well, it didn't really do a whole lot for my energy levels. Rutabagas, parsnips, and green bananas. Probiotic foods such as sauerkraut and kimchi are good for gut flora. And also jicama and leeks. Those are foods that provide prebiotics that helps to feed the probiotics. Herbal teas are good. Black tea, green tea. Those have potent antioxidants, so it's important to have those. And sulfur-containing vegetables such as onions and garlic, once again, those are prebiotics that are excellent for the probiotics to make sure those stay healthy. Those are all green light foods. Those are all good. So eat more of those. Yellow light foods, which you should eat less frequently, are starchy vegetables like potatoes, except for sweet potatoes, of course, corn, peas, and squash. Legumes such as peas and beans, eat less frequently. Nightshades such as eggplant, peppers, tomatoes, less frequently. Those would be better, except tomatoes, I like those because they are high in lycopene, which is good for prostate health in men. Try to eat less fruits with low glycemic indices such as berries. Wild blueberries are okay because they're very high in antioxidants that are really great for memory boosting, but some other low glycemic fruits evidently are not good. Pastured chicken is okay. Grass-fed beef is okay, just not every meal. And as Dr. Bredesen mentions, meat should be considered a side dish, only 2 to 3 ounces per meal. Wine, a lot of the winos out there, limit one glass a few times a week, so that's 3 glasses of wine a week, just about. Coffee is good if you have the whole coffee fruit extract. I've mentioned that helps to stimulate brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or the BDNF. That's good to help stimulate synaptoclastic activity, which is a building up of the synapses in the brain. And those are the yellow light foods that you should eat less frequently. Red light foods, you need to avoid these if possible. Sugar, sugar, sugar. Avoid sugar. Everything you eat or put in your body, make sure you're looking to see how much sugar is in it, because your body's only designed to handle about 15 grams of sugar a day. You want to avoid simple carbs as well, including bread, white, and whole wheat. You want to avoid pasta, rice, cookies, cakes, candy, and sodas, all the stuff that we used to eat all the time when we were kids. We could handle it when we were younger, but now, as we age, our brains aren't able to handle that as well, and so that leads to inflammation, and that leads to type 1 Alzheimer's. You want to avoid grains. You want to avoid gluten. Gluten is the culprit of a lot of issues now because people have a leaky gut, and the gluten molecule is a large molecule that can get directly through the gut into the bloodstream, and that can cause systemic inflammation and all kinds of other issues. Dairy, avoid dairy. You can occasionally have cheese or organic whole milk or raw milk, or plain yogurt is okay. But one of the options, I did a video fairly recently, is last Sunday actually, on So Delicious. That brand of ice cream is made from coconut milk. And I was also told that they have a brand of milk, the So Delicious group does, that's made from cashews, I believe, which is also good. Processed food. So basically, if it's in a package with ingredients on it, you need to avoid it. And if you're not able to avoid it because you just crave it so much, just make sure you're looking at the sugar content, because you'll be surprised a lot of the time the sugar content is astronomical to make it taste better. High mercury fish such as tuna, shark, and swordfish, those are all no-nos because that can lead to the toxic type 3 Alzheimer's. So avoid that. That also can be caused by mercury amalgams in the mouth. And finally, the last red light food you need to avoid: fruits with high glycemic indexes, such as pineapple. Now, pineapple is unique because pineapple has an enzyme in it called bromelain, and you can buy bromelain separately as a supplement. That is an enzyme that actually is an anti-inflammatory, so we recommend bromelain, but just not pineapple, because anybody that's ever eaten a pineapple, you know that it's super, super, super sweet, and that can affect your blood sugar levels. So that, in a nutshell, are the green, yellow, and red light foods that you need to be aware of. We are still accepting people on the wait list for our next masterclass. The Brain Builders Masterclass is held every Friday at 6 p.m. Currently, the beta group is closed, but you can join the waitlist at bit.ly/waitlistbb, as in Brain Builders, or you can click the link in the description, and that way we will notify you via email whenever the next class registration is open. We're having a great time in there. We're learning a lot. I'm learning a lot from the group, and hopefully they're learning some stuff from me as well, and we're all going through this together. The one good point that the individual on the TED Talk that I listened to made about Alzheimer's is she said, look to the person to your left or right, and one of you is going to have Alzheimer's, and if you think the other one's out of the woods, well, guess what? You're a caregiver, and that will also affect your life. So this is a very important situation we need to address, because by the year 2050, there's expected to be 160 million people with Alzheimer's and cognitive decline. So now my job is to make sure that doesn't happen. And the way that I'm approaching that is by educating people on the causes and not waiting for some magical pharmaceutical drug to come out or vaccine. Because another video that I watched that came out recently, last month actually, they were talking about, oh, well, we've discovered that there could be viruses involved that cause Alzheimer's. And I guarantee you, that's the pharmaceutical companies are thinking, okay, if it's a virus, then we can convince people that if they get this certain vaccine, they haven't developed yet, but I'm sure they're working diligently on forming a vaccine, an Alzheimer's vaccine, and they think that's going to fix everything. Well, that's not the case. Vaccine or viruses, once again, are only one of over 45 different causes that can lead to cognitive decline in Alzheimer's. So there's an excellent, excellent, excellent chance that if you get vaccinated against Alzheimer's, I know it's not out there yet, but trust me, it will be. It's not going to be the one-hit solve everything, one-hit wonder type situation. It's going to be just one cause, and there's usually a variety of side effects that come from vaccines, so be very wary of that. Education is the key to protecting yourself and your loved ones from long-term health issues. You cannot believe everything that the medical world says just at face value. You need to do your own research, and that's what I am trying to do as well, is as much research as possible. There's a ridiculous amount of research out there on Alzheimer's, but when you're doing studies prove that a particular drug is going to solve the problem, that's a very narrow scope and narrow focus. We need to focus on the entire person, all of the causes of cognitive decline, and addressing as many as possible. Now, I said there's over five causes that have been identified, according to Dr. Bredesen, but you don't have to fix all 45 causes. If you just fix and address a few of those, you eventually get to a point where you reach a tipping point and suddenly your symptoms get so much better. So there's a threshold, as it were, of plugging the metaphorical holes in the roof, that once you plug those certain number of holes, and it's different for everybody, then suddenly your symptoms are going to start to improve. So we need to address everything, lead a more organic, healthy lifestyle, be more active, drink more water, eat more bright colored vegetables, more fruits, as long as they're those low glycemic fruits, and the smaller fish with the healthy fats. Now that is the episode of Brain Builders Podcast today, and I'm excited because we're going to start getting into the 10 brain boosting supplements that can help you with type 2 Alzheimer's, which involves trophic factors, things that you need, things that you don't need, and we will get into those in the next few days ahead. and I will talk to you then.